Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Caden Tucker from the Boy Scouts of America. And we're going to be talking about an upcoming event they're doing. They're doing a little recruitment night coming up on April 12th from 12 to 2 p.m. at Gateway Lanes. Caden, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yep. So basically, we're going to have pizza, and it's just going to be a fun event where you can come and learn about just different events we do with scouting. There will be the Cub Pack, boys and girls, ages 5 to 11. The boys troop, ages 11 to 18. Girls troop, ages 11 to 18. We'll all be there offering information on scouting in the area.
Now, standing in the studio, just looking at your Boy Scout regalia, you got the Order of the Arrow sash, you got your Journey to Excellence Award. So obviously, this is something that you're really invested into. You're someone who, it's fair to say, you enjoy scouting. Is that correct?
Yep.
So What do you enjoy most about scouting? You know, like, people, they might be on the fence about this. They don't know what they're getting into with this. But what have you found most beneficial for yourself as you've journeyed throughout your scouting experience?
It's a good opportunity to learn how to be a good leader, meet a lot of friends, that you'd meet, like, all around that you would never have the opportunity to talk to.
You know, this is something where it feels like, you know, like you said, you're going to meet people who you might not have met otherwise. It brings a wide, varied group of people together, and it's a great way for them to connect. Now, looking through your scouting experiences, is there anything that stands out in your mind as a favorite memory while participating in the scouting program?
Probably just the camps and the fun, a lot of memories you make.
Now, lots of Boy Scout camps out there. Do you have a favorite one that you've been to, or is it too hard to decide?
It would definitely be too hard to decide.
Yeah, it's so fun. I mean, all of them have such varied activities. Now, let's talk about what people can expect getting into scouting. So if someone wanted to join and they'd never participated in a scouting program before, what could they expect?
It's really fun. You get to have a lot of opportunities, and all the merit badges and stuff like that you earn basically just tries to get you focused on what you want to do in life, and it helps you just pick what you would want to do in life. So it just kind of guides you in that direction, and you get to meet people that would know a lot about the subject.
And let's talk about those merit badges for a second, because looking at your uniform again, you've got plenty of them. You look like you're decked out in that regalia. Is there a Boy Scout badge that really sticks out in your mind as one you're especially proud of?
Not one that I'm specifically proud of, but I'm proud of how many I've gotten and how far I've gotten in scouting.
Now, let's talk about that ranking system in scouting. For people who might not be familiar, how does the progression in scouting work?
So you start at a scout rank, which you earn pretty easily. I don't remember the exact specifics on it, but you work through your scout rank to first class, what we call as trail to first class. It's basically all like the newer scouts into scouting. They work with some of our leaders that work them up to the point of being able to have more fun. You're going to have fun along the way anyways, but you'll work up through there, and then you'll hit star rank, and then life, and then eagle.
And then, yeah, what rank do you sit at right now?
I am currently a life.
That's a tough journey to get there. Now, are you looking to work towards your eagle, or are you happy with life?
I'm looking towards getting my eagle.
And it's always fun, you know, especially doing those projects, getting out, serving the community. It's a great way not only to advance, it's a great resume piece to put on that you were an Eagle Scout, but it's a way to help your community. And I feel like that's one of the most important aspects, and why a lot of Boy Scout or a lot of Scouts get into it is they want to help that community. Now, let's talk about the event again coming up on April 12th from 12 to 2 p.m. at Gateway Lanes. What should people be expecting from this recruiting event?
Just going to have fun learning about scouting in the community. We can have bowling there for 2 hours, and then free pizza along with, I think they were planning on having drinks and stuff like that, but just being able to have an opportunity to learn about scouting in the area.
Now, if there's someone listening right now and they're on the fence about joining scouting, what would you tell them to help encourage them to join this organization? What words of encouragement would you give them?
It's pretty fun. You get to learn a lot of friends. You can even bring your own friends if you'd like. You get to meet a lot of people. The leaders are all really great. They're really helpful, and it's just a great way to learn and have new opportunities.
Well, Caden, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Caden Tucker, and we're talking about an upcoming scouting recruiting event. It's going to be on April 12th from 12 to 2 p.m. at Gateway Lane. It's a great chance to get out and get involved with your local scouting organizations. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.